This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And as of January 20th, 2025, the dark days of high taxes, crushing regulations, rampant inflation, flagrant corruption, government weaponization. Oh, I know about weaponization. And total incompetence will be gone forever. They'll be gone forever. Because the United States is back and open for business, and the golden age of America has officially begun. You see it happening.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right. Griff,
good
how are
morning.
You, buddy? Good to have you on again.
It's great to be here. And you know what I wish the Trump administration could do with DOGE is create a weather department and find some way we're slashing and killing all of this waste, fraud, and abuse. Can we also kill these frigid polar Arctic temperatures? I don't want to be greedy in the golden age, but, you know, I'm just thinking, what the heck? You know, sky's the limit. Let's just warm things up a bit. It's freezing.
He's just going to sign an EO and switch it back to global warming instead of global cooling, and that should take care of it.
Exactly.
Right? Instead of climate change.
Speaking of EOs, by the way, I'm getting ready to do a hit here shortly about his EO that Trump signed last night, cutting off federal financial benefits to illegal aliens.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've talked about this already today or you got anything else you want to talk to me about, but I just want to highlight, like, I tackled it and talked to my boss and said, this is really a big deal. And it's a big deal simply because, you know, under current estimates by the CBO, it's billions and billions of dollars that would be going to people illegally here, from Obamacare to Medicaid to food stamps, you name it. It's billions. In fact, that Federation for American Immigration Reform says it's north of $180 billion annually. Basically, every new illegal alien is costing our American taxpayers $130,000. But it also, if you dig deeper, and being a Washington nerd, I started digging in. It goes after a 1996 law that Clinton, remember Clinton back during 96, basically got his hand forced into signing a law that ended welfare abuse because Americans were sick of seeing all these people drive around in Cadillacs and getting free money. And Clinton said, well, we got to do something. So he signs this law ending welfare abuse, and in it, it barred illegal aliens from receiving a wide range of benefits. Well, guess what? Under the Biden administration, when they started paroling people into the country, they then became, quote, qualified and eligible for a number of benefits. And over a scale of like 5 years, they got full benefits. And so this also seeks to basically end that. It'll be fascinating to watch and see where it goes. The change would come in the welfare eligibility verification, which is a bit detailed, but it definitely could save a lot of money.
Yeah, wait till they start screaming about this one. I was joking this morning, Griff, that my inbox, because I'm on the communications White House Communications Department's email list now, gets filled up every day with the press releases on these EOs they're putting out. I got the one this morning, the executive order on the subsidization of open borders, and it specifically points out that they're going after sanctuary cities. This bans any federal payments to states and localities that facilitate the subsidization, I have a hard time with that word, of or promotion of illegal immigration or any so-called sanctuary policies that seek to shield illegal aliens from deportations. I'm waiting for the lawsuits to be filed by San Francisco and Chicago and L.A. claiming that he can't do this.
It's coming, and that net is going to be a wide net they're going to cast. And they're going after sanctuary jurisdictions, obviously, for federal fund, any federal funds going to these state and local entities that you know, in any way support it. But, you know, you look at ending the simple money that's already going to support overall illegal immigration, trying to shut down the sanctuary cities, but also it's undoing, you know, and this is a bit of a broad stroke here, but, you know, the Biden administration routed all these payments, like housing money through that FEMA shelter program and these NGOs, which basically protected payments. But I think that at the end of the day, when the curtain's pulled back, you're going to see the Trump administration start making the case that a lot of this financial support was actually illegal. And even if, you know, rerouting it through other programs like FEMA and NGOs maybe was not illegal by the letter of the law, it certainly was illegal under the spirit of the law in terms of the recipients of these benefits. And so, you know, it's interesting that this EO gets signed, you know, last night, and the White House isn't doing a big thing on it,
right?
But you're going to see the lawsuits from the sanctuary cities, and you're going to see probably a lot of the pro-migrant groups start to set their hair on fire over it.
Griff, I'm taking a left turn here, and I'm wondering if maybe you've seen this video floating around on social media. Basically, it's Hamas unloading the bodies of that mom and her two baby boys, and then it was the oldest man who was held in captivity, and all of them murdered. And those bodies are being brought back to Israel in exchange for well over 100 Palestinian prisoners. It's crazy to me that somehow this is deemed fair.
Well, you're right. And look, at the end of the day, I think that Trump is you know, just trying to bring as much pressure as he can to get Hamas to release and return everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, obviously that after 500 days, over 500 days in captivity in the hands of these terrorists, you know, that video is going viral. But the one that I wish would go viral that I've reposted is, you know, when it came from the Hamas terrorist, what did Israel do? On the back end of that, the IDF had those coffins draped in the Israeli flag. And you can see visually some of these tough IDF soldiers in their green berets and uniforms crying as they salute to honor the horrors that have happened. And that's really the counterbalance to it. But make no mistake, today is a very difficult day for all Israelis.
Yeah, and it's hard to watch for sure what's going on up there. Griff, listen, we appreciate your reporting, my friend. We'll be watching you on Big Fox here in a minute.
Hey, thanks, guys. And real quick, this weekend, tomorrow drops my special on the Panama Canal on Fox Nation. It's a must-watch for anybody interested in what Trump plans to do with the Panama Canal.
Excellent. Can't wait. We'll talk to you soon, Griff. Thanks.
See you guys.
All right, see you. Griff Jenkins there live in Washington, D.C. this morning.
Have you seen that video I was just referring to?
I have not seen it yet. No, I'm not.
It looks as though, I think it's Hamas leaders, so terrorists who...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're putting on almost like a music festival.
And they're, delivering the bodies?
Yeah, the whole thing is weird. It's just so sad. I know that Hamas is releasing more like prisoners who were still alive, but it's just devastating. You see the picture of the mom and her two sweet baby boys. One of them was 9 months.
Who died a long time ago, right?
Yeah, where and have they Hamas been storing the bodies? Onto the bodies. It's just awful. I just have such a different perspective. I can't imagine going through that depth of a loss, but I just have such a greater appreciation for how excruciating that must be.
Awful. It must be awful. And I'm now seeing the video of them delivering it here. Yes, I see what you're talking about. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.